Hey, everyone. Robbie here from the Big Red Express. Hope you guys are doing well. What a week it has been between my traveling all over the place, the time change for Daylight Savings, the CrossFit Invitational, the Pacific team surprising everyone, including myself. I could not be more excited that the Pacific team pulled up the upset. But of course, probably the biggest headlines that coming out of the CrossFit Invitational were those announcements that Dave Castro, a little bit of format. We're going to get to those a little bit later on in the show, so make sure you guys stick tuned right here. Got to get down to some business first. Guys, it has been an incredible week, and I hope all you guys were at Burrito Perdido. They are one of the long-term sponsors of this podcast. They have been with us since almost the very beginning of the podcast, and man, I hope you guys were able to make it out for the barbecue coalition or collaboration between Burrito Perdido and Barbecue, Jamie Campbell. He's been on the podcast. Love him. And he has been a great supporter of the podcast. So go check him out. But we also want to give a huge shout out to Burrito Perdido. They are incredible. They're located on Cedar Road in Great Bridge, Virginia. So if you're ever in the Hampton Roads area, I suggest you take a little detour, head on over to Chesapeake and find yourself on Cedar Road at Burrito Perdido. It is the best place. They are open from Tuesdays to Sundays, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. I guarantee you they will love to see you there. Man, what a week it has been. Guys, don't forget, we're not there yet, but we are getting close to getting 50 reviews on Facebook or on Instagram and on iTunes. That's right, the iTunes. If once we get 50 reviews, I'm going to give away a free pair of Nanos. And then for every 100 after that, I'm going to be giving away another free pair of shoes. Whether it's Metcons, Nanos, Nobles, you name them, they're yours. You just got to go over and leave us a review on iTunes. It's the easiest way to earn yourself a free pair of shoes. And you guys can go also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're on all the social medias, and it's the best way to keep in touch with us. If you want to get in touch with us, just email me, Robbie@BigRedExpressPodcast.com. You guys can go over to our website. I think it's BigRedExpress.Podomatic.net. That is our new website. You can also go over to my personal blog, RobbieVogler.com. Going to be tracking my journey through my half marathon training. I know I've been really bad updating the blog recently, but man, is that going to change? I'm so excited to kind of get back in the swing of things and do all that. But we are going to jump right into it. What a weekend it was. I didn't get to personally see the CrossFit Invitational live. It came on at 1 o'clock my time. I had just gotten back from Lorton. It had been a long night. I was exhausted. I needed that extra hour of sleep, and because I had to wake up and go to church the next morning. And so I didn't get to watch it. I've watched bits and pieces of it. Still didn't watch the entire thing. But man, what a surprise it was. My bottom two teams actually were the top two teams, the Pacific and Team Canada, able to surprise some people. And man, surprised me when I saw that the Team Pacific won the CrossFit Invitational. It was kind of like that cherry on top of the perfect season for Australia and for the Pacific team, especially with Tia Claire Toomey and Akara Webb going 1-2 at the CrossFit Games. I think it's only fortunate that, you know, it's only, you know, really, I like it. I liked it a lot. And you know what? I like this thing that they're doing, and I like the way that they're doing it. I think that they should do that from now on. I think that would be very cool. And, you know, giving it a host, the host city being someone that made it on the podium, whether they won it, whether they got first, second, or third, doesn't matter. I think that the Invitational should be the host city of any of those. And I think it was a very cool moment for Australia to have it in their home country and for them to take on the W, especially when I didn't see it. Like I said, you guys heard my preview last week. I did not see that coming at all. Big congratulations to Team Pacific, James Newberry, Rob Forte, Tia Claire Toomey, and Cara Webb. You guys are great. You guys are, man, you guys surprised me. I could not be more happy and more excited that you guys won the CrossFit Invitational. Bragging rights for the next year. That's what they got. So moving forward, Dave Castro announced some big, big announcements. And the first one was about the team competition.
That wasn't a gimmick. The four-person worm was an introduction to the four-person format that we are going to move forward with at the regionals and the games in the following years. We are reducing the number of members on a team to four. So regionals next year, games, they'll be four-person teams, not six-person teams.
Wow, what an announcement by Dave Castro. No longer are we going to have six-person teams. We are now officially going to the four-person teams, what they've been doing at the CrossFit Invitational for a while. And when I first thought of this, the first thing that popped into my head was, holy crap, Team Mayhem Freedom, Team CrossFit Mayhem Freedom just announced their sixth female athlete on their team. What's this going to mean for them? But a reason why, and athletes probably want to know, is why he did it. Well, Rory McKernan asked him why. And this is how Dave Castro responded.
Over the course of the last few years, the Invitational has been for people, and we've seen a lot. We get a lot of feedback from that, the experience of programming for this, the results we get back from these athletes. It's so much cleaner. It's easier to program for. It's a better visual, even. It's not so many people out on the field. There's still tight teams. I think when we get to regionals and games, we're going to be able to highlight the athletes a little more than just the team. Our commentators, our fans, it'll be easy to follow four individuals on a team rather than six. Six kind of drowns out the entire team. Programming, it'll be better programming for the teams at regionals and at the games. And then at the games, the things we can do with a team of four, the sky's the limit. They're gonna get better tests. They're gonna be well-rounded, complete. And I'm really excited about bringing the four-person format. And again, this has kind of been a test bed for it for the past few years, doing the four-person here. We used to do this as a six-person event. Then a couple years in, we reduced it to four, and it's such a better format.
Now, I like that idea. I do like the idea of the teams going down to four people. I think it opens it up for, you know, really getting the best of the best. Sometimes you always had those outliers that you could tell maybe didn't belong with the team. I think the teams of four will let gyms pick really the four best athletes at their gym. And I think it's going to make things a lot more competitive. I think if you looked at gyms in the past and you looked at some of the regionals, it's going to make everyone more competitive. Yes, you're going to have those teams that are better than others. But I think at the long point, you can find two female athletes and two male athletes that deserve to be at the top of the game and that deserve to be up close to the upper echelon for whatever you want to do. So I love this idea. I really do. I enjoy what it's doing for the sport of CrossFit. I do. I love, you know, everything that is going to be involved in the four-person teams. I'm excited to see how it plays out. I think it's a lot more exciting. And like Dave Castro said, it's going to be able to make the commentators and the spectators be able to pick apart and highlight those teams more specifically, because six-person teams, to be honest, did get a little crowded sometimes. But I'm excited to see how it works out. It'll be more and more exciting, I think, once we actually see the format live and in person, which won't happen until that first week of regionals. But speaking of the first week of regionals, Dave Castro also had some announcements about some shakeups within the regions.
And some of the big changes look like South America having their own regional. So South America is going to get pulled from the South, and they're going to have their own regional this year. And Brazil was like the number third highest country for registrants in the world for the Open last year. So, you know, there's a significant community there, a significant number of people doing CrossFit. Other changes. So the South is free. They have their own region still. Canada West, and California are all getting combined into one regional. So that changes the game for a lot of people in that area. Again, Canada West, the Northwest essentially, and California are all going to be combined into one regional, and that affects this gentleman.
You got an eyebrow raise over here from Brent Fikowski. What's your initial reaction?
Yeah, it's good.
Of course, what else is Brent Fitkowski, the doctor, the professor? What else is his reaction going to be? He's still going to go into California and that region and still dominate. In my opinion, he is one of the top CrossFitters to come. He is the future. He is the present. And I'm excited to see what he does kind of down the road. But like I said, it's going to be very interesting. That wasn't the only one, but I honestly think that was probably the most sufficient one and the most significant one that a lot of people kind of were wondering, how is this going to work? How is this even going to happen? But man, he, this is what all encompassed to the new regionals format. They said South America will have its own regional, but will only send one athlete to the games. I like that. Yes, I wish they would have sent more. Since there are so many athletes that compete down there, I think they deserve more than just one spot. But I think this is a good chance for them to grow the sport down there and for them to at least send at least one athlete going down there. So I like the South America will have its own regional, but they'll only send one athlete. Canada West and California, like you heard Dave Castro said, will be combined into one big regional. I love that. Man, there's so much competition in that Canada West, the West, and the California. And those three regionals are very, very competitive anyway. I mean, you got to think about the West this past year. There were times when in the last couple of years where first, second, third, fourth, and fifth were separated by 3 or 4 points. So, I mean, the top 10 there and just in the West regional is so competitive already that it's going to be very interesting to see how they combine all of those regionals and really how the qualifying is going to be for the Open to get into those regionals. They said Europe will be broken into two regionals, North and South. South is South Africa and the Middle East, and we'll get 4 spots at the games, and North will be the Northern European countries, and we'll get 5 spots at the games. That's all the really, he did say that some invitational, the 2018 Open season is going to be exciting. It's going to be different. What are my expectations for those announcements when they come? I think it's going to be the top 40 between all the regionals you could go. I don't care if there are 25 athletes from the Mid-Atlantic region. So I'm just using this as an example. 25 athletes from the Mid-Atlantic region, only 15 athletes from the Southeast region. I think the top 40 should go. I don't care. It should not matter what region you are in. And if you get top 20, I truly think it should be the top 40 in that super regional combined that make it to regionals. So then you're going to get the best athletes of the best. You're not going to get any of these bubble athletes. And don't get me wrong, I love the bubble athletes. I love that athletes that may not be able to qualify in previous years, able to make it in. I've got some friends that are bubble athletes that just made it in. But I think it'll make the odds and the it really will make the things go up for the CrossFit Open. It'll make you have to work harder during the Open, and it will make you have to perform 100% no matter what. If you know that you don't have to get just top 20 in your region, but you have to get top 40 in your super regional or whatever regional you are in, that raises the stakes 100%, and I love that. I think it's going to get the fittest athletes there. I think it's going to challenge these athletes. It's going to push athletes that may be on the bubble. It's going to push them harder so they can get in that top 40 in the super regional. And the only risk that you take of that is you have almost like an influx of athletes going to regionals. Okay, well, maybe there is a region that has the fittest athletes. So maybe in that California, Canada, West regional, maybe 35 out of the 40 athletes are from one region. And you know what? I don't think that's a bad thing. At the same time, I think there should be, you know, different things. And we never know. There may be more regional, you know, shakeups being coming up. We don't know yet. This is just the information that Dave Castro said and what we have to go off of. And we can speculate all we want before the actual announcements actually come out. But I think it's going to be, and I truly hope as a CrossFit fan, as a somewhat athlete, and as a guy who knows a lot of the elite athletes and talks to these elite athletes, I know that these elite athletes and these top CrossFit athletes want the best for not only them, but for the sport. And I think broadening it to the top 40 in every super region or every region, yes, it may not diversify things very much. It may not be like, okay, well, these athletes can't do it and whatever. But it's going to force the top name athletes not to just coast during regionals or during the open season. It's going to challenge them because some of these athletes, maybe those bubble athletes that maybe don't give it 100% during the open, you're going to see more and more athletes that are going to do the workouts multiple times because, you know what, they want to make it. They want to make it to the CrossFit Games. They want to make it to regionals. But I'm excited to see what happens, man. This is just, it is crazy to see and to be talking about all this stuff. It has been a crazy week in CrossFit. We're not going to talk very much longer. I know this is, it's been a shorter episode, but I really just wanted to mention what everything is coming up. We've got some great interviews coming up. We're going to try to get Ben Smith on the phone. Not on the phone. We're going to try to get him on the podcast. Talk about all the changes that have been going on with the CrossFit Regionals, the Open, all that stuff, what he may think it means, and so much more. We got some other big guests coming up before the end of the year. Guys, it is officially, I guess, the CrossFit off season until the Open. We have the CrossFit Liftoff. We'll be keeping you guys updated and of that as well, but in terms of just the CrossFit season, competitive season, we are on cruise mode until the CrossFit Open coming up in February or March area. So we are excited. We'll still keep coming at you with some big name interviews, some big, big names coming up right here on the Big Red Express. Keep it locked in. Don't forget, go like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all the social medias. And of course, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And while you're there, you might as well subscribe to the podcast as well. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in, for listening. Make sure if you missed any of the episodes in our previous weeks, we've had the last month has just been all stars of the podcast conversations. We've had Brenton Rogo last week, Ashley Hubbard, Christmas Abbott, and Noah Olson. Those are our last four episodes. So what are you waiting for? The times are changing. You got an extra hour to listen. My episodes are no longer than 30 minutes apiece. You guys can listen to two of them with the extra hour you got. Enjoy it. Have a great week. We will talk to you next week, hopefully with some other big news and some other big names right here on the Big Red Express. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week.